Proverbs for the day, June the 12th. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 9. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. Now, this is a real lesson for life. I don't know if you've ever read it and wondered, you know, how can I apply that to myself? And I'm just going to give you what I see in it. Someone else might see it a little differently. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. And the best I can tell in this passage, at least one way of looking at it, is the individual's heart about it and how he thinks. So we'll look at three things. First of all, you can only spend it once. You can only spend it once. You say, what do you mean? Watch. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. In other words, the attitude of this person is, I need to not honor myself so much so that I can have a servant. That is, I can have someone else to help me do the work, to work along beside of me, or to double my work. You know, how many times can you spend a $1 bill? Take a $1 bill out. I realize it's not worth a whole lot. I understand. If you got to have a good illustration, take 100. I don't care. But get a dollar bill. How many times can you spend it? Once. They have in business a thing called opportunity cost. An opportunity cost is this. I go to spend that dollar and I ask myself, if I spend my dollar on this, how many other opportunities am I missing with it? What am I not going to be able to spend it on because I spent it on this? So sometimes counting the cost is counting the opportunity cost. You know, sometimes discouragement and fatigue or being in a rut or not having a routine can cost you because you can only spend it once. You know, people are forever being marketed by the world because they want you to spend. And here, this is an attitude where it says, he that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. And the overall picture is somebody who's honoring themselves all the time. Okay? Instead of despising themselves, limiting themselves, disciplining themselves. Because, see, you can only spend it once. Along with this truth, to tie them together, is that two are better than one. To me, the picture is he spends on a frugal feeding of two instead of the feasting feeding of one. See, you can only spend it once. And since you can only spend it once and two are better than one, see, you have to despise yourself a little bit if you're going to have a servant. In today's modern thing, of course, we have what's called appliances, things that apply themselves. You apply it to a certain use or purpose. And we know they cost money, whether it be a washing machine or a dryer or a stove or a dishwasher or whatever, a vacuum cleaner, that kind of thing. Now, I understand that we're thankful that we have those. But we have to understand that we need to beware that if we're not using this truth, that because we can only spend it once, we need to ask ourselves, am I doing this in such a way that I'm being as effective as I could be and following Scripture? Brother Jack Wood used to say, invest in people, not machinery. That doesn't mean you never buy an appliance for your church or you never buy some kind of tool. But his point was, whenever possible, let people do it. Let me give you an example. There are things you can do by manpower, by several hands doing it, versus one machine doing it. We are thankful for the example of, say, R.G. Letourneau, who was able to invent and produce large machinery. The downside was it put hundreds and thousands of men out of work. We know now that sitting on top of a large piece of machinery, pushing levers and stuff, men can do an incredible amount of earth moving. But it still comes down to the fact of the cost of that piece of machinery. It still comes down to the fact that on a boots on the ground level, on your life and my life and a local church's life, we can stop and say, you know, I can only spend it once. Two are better than one. You know, this is just an example, but a couple men, a handful of men doing something together, can accomplish just as much and accomplish more unseen, that is, as an army for God, bringing people together, can accomplish that without having to have a great outflow of expense for machinery. And the picture is that this fellow, he's despised and hath a servant. And he has two are better than one. Better that he has a frugal feeding of two than a feasting feeding of one. Now, I know when it comes to marriage, they used to say, you know, two can eat for the price of one, and that ain't true. But if you had two people that are paying rent and two people that have a mortgage, two people with this, and this, and they come together, there's that principle there. And the whole idea is this, is things may get lean. Look what he says. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. In other words, beware of honoring yourself. Today, what is it? Today, so much of the marketing is honor yourself with your car or your vacation or your clothes or whatever. We could take the whole time with the list. The picture is, the marketing is, you owe it to yourself. And the only thing I owe myself is a swift kick in the britches and a punch in the nose. Because myself nearly got me sent to hell, and so did yourself, if you're honest about it and you're aware of it. And we've got to be careful of that. It doesn't say don't ever have a blessing. It doesn't say don't ever enjoy everything. But, you know, daily bread is enough. It really is. And developing the skill of taking basic stuff and making it taste good and all that, that is a good thing. That's a blessing. But we have to be careful. Because if we're not careful, what we do is we honor ourselves, but in reality we lacketh bread. Now, I know he's not talking about money here. Okay? But you do know this, that the world knows how to use little foxes to spoil the vine. The world knows how to get us to spend $10 or $12 on ourselves for a meal instead of four or five at home. I ain't saying don't ever eat out. Don't even try that. I'm not. But, you know, we can nickel and dime ourselves to death. Only today it's $5 and $10 bills, not nickels and dimes, okay? But the teaching in Proverbs is this. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honors himself and lacketh bread. In other words, I can only spend it once. And I must be reminded that two are better than one. So I have to ask myself, where am I going to spend it? Because things may get lean. Things may get lean. Things may get tough. Imagine honoring yourself, doing all kind of stuff for yourself, having all kind of special perks for yourself, and then end up lacking bread at the end because things could get lean. So, heaven forbid, we are not telling you don't eat out or anything, but you can only spend it once. And two are better than one. And things may get lean. God bless you.